The consequences defined by Michigan's minor in possession, or MIP, law are changing starting January 1st. The first offense will be a civil infraction instead of a misdemeanor. The minor will have to pay a fine and could be sentenced to community service or substance abuse classes, and the infraction will appear on their driving record. Michael Sepik is the prosecuting attorney in Berrien County. He says the law will keep youth from having criminal records for one relatively minor offense.
I think what the legislature was trying to do was prevent the negative consequences outside the criminal justice system that sometimes follow a young person ways through life.
The second offense remains a misdemeanor, carrying a fine and the possibility of 30 days in jail. Sepik says one issue with the change that hasn't been ironed out is how to keep track of first offenses for minors who don't have a driver's license. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.